ध्यायामोदबलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दहस्मितश्रीमुखीम् वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीमधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We are learning the thousand names of Devi as found in Lalita Sahasranama. So we'll discuss the namas starting with the 126th nama till the 130th nama today. So in the previous day we spoke about as to what Devi is capable of giving, what is the advantage, what is the use of gaining bhakti towards Devi. So bhakti, that bhakti wherein sa tu asmin parama prema rupa, it is parama premam, supreme devotion to the truth is called real bhakti. Bhakti means always thinking about Devi, about Devi and seeing Devi everywhere, considering Devi as the ultimate goal of life. If we consider ourselves as ignorant, as suffering, then the ultimate goal of life to be Devi. And once a person progresses from that level, then he doesn't have a goal at all because he just always thinks about Devi. That state of always thinking about Devi is the real state of bhakti, that is the goal of bhakti. In order for us to achieve that goal, we have to seek Devi. We have to seek this devotion, this remembrance of Devi, in order to realize that everything is Devi alone. So the state, the final goal of bhakti is when everything is seen as Devi, when there is only Devi, there is no individual, there is no ego, there is no namarupam, everything is Devi, is considered, is seen in the mind as Devi. That is the ultimate state, that is the final or culmination of bhakti. And in that state Devi will give us sharmadhayini and bhayapaha. So we will see different other perspective, other ways of explaining the same thing in the next few namas. So 126th nama is Om Shankaryai Namaha. Shankari. So Shankari means, Shankara's wife is called Shankari. Shankara is Shiva. So Shiva's wife is Shankari. So Shankari means Shiva's wife. So Shankara, Shankara means Shankaroti iti Shankara. So Sham means Mangalam. So Shamno Mitra Shambarunaha. So Mangalam is called Sham. So it is the same, almost the same as Badra Priya and Badramurti. So Badramurti, Badramurti, one is of the form of Mangalam, but here one who is the wife of Mangala Rupi Shiva, which means one who can give us Mangalam. So one who gives us Mangalam, it's almost the same as Badrapriya, one who likes to give Mangalam to her devotees. Here it means giving Mangalam. So Mangalam is one other perspective of what we will get if we are true bhaktas of Devi. The next nama, 127th nama, is Om Shrikariyai Namaha. Shrikari. So Shri means Shri generally means wealth, but Shri can mean many other things. Shri can also mean love, it can also mean beauty, it can mean many other things like that. So all these will be achieved because Shri Kari, one who gives Shri, so one who gives wealth to her devotees. So that means we can consider this as either, like we can see it as the Ashta Aishwaryam, all Aishwaryam we will get, or we can consider it as worldly possession also will be given. That's the reason why Amma says that a person who chants Lalita Sahasranama with devotion daily, he will not have any lack of food, clothing, etc. So basic needs of life will be fulfilled. So that means Devi will give wealth to a person who is a real devotee. And the real devotee is ever content whether he gets a lot or he gets less. So it doesn't really matter, but for worldly sustenance, he will get whatever is required. So a real bhakta will not feel the lack of worldly wealth as well. So Devi will not give us only anandam. So if anandam is fine, that is at the paramarthika level, what about my parents? What about wealth? Devi will give, because Shri Kari. Devi will give wealth, means all worldly possessions, all those will be given by Devi. Devi is capable of giving that. Devi will not let go of us by just telling that, oh, you are Brahman, you are realized, go. Devi will not do that. If it's a real devotee, Devi will take care of all his requirements. That's the reason why we can see in the life of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa or Narendra Vivekananda, we can see that Vivekananda struggled like anything. We claim or we say that we have so many problems, we have responsibilities, we have to take care of people. Vivekananda had to take care of all his parents and other people. So he had all the problems in life. Ramakrishna Paramahamsa knew that Vivekananda had, or the people in Vivekananda's house were suffering due to poverty. Therefore, he sends Vivekananda to Devi. Vivekananda goes there, Devi comes in front of him. But instead of asking wealth, Vivekananda asks, I need Vivekam and Vairagyam. And he comes back very happy and content. Ramakrishna Paramahamsa says, okay, go once again. Second time again Vivekananda goes without, which didn't serve the purpose. Again he asked the same thing and came back very content. Finally Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, Devi cannot let go of her devotees. So what did Devi do? Devi, through Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, said, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa said that, oh, don't worry, I will pray to Devi. She will give your family whatever is barely required, that will be given. So we should be able to ask that. Real seekers of Vedanta, or a real seeker of Vedanta, a sadhaka, should be able to ask that, okay, I need only this, oh Devi, I don't need anything else, I need this. If he is able to ask, if he is able to get that surrender, then everything else will come. If we let go of that, if we escape from Vedanta, then we will not only lose our peace, we will not get whatever is required in life. People's requirement or whatever people want, expectations will grow day by day. Expectations increase day by day. Today we'll expect something, tomorrow it will become something else. Today a house, tomorrow a car, day after tomorrow a bungalow, and day after tomorrow something else. So it will go on and on. There is no end to expectations, but a person who surrenders to Devi and asks the real thing, such a bhakta who wants only Ishvara, he doesn't need anything else. A bhakta needs only Devi. He says, I don't want anything else. I only want you, Devi. I want to remember that you pervade the entire world. I want to remember that you alone are present here. That is what I want. I don't want to know, or I don't want to contemplate that I am Brahman, I am realized. I don't want that. I want remembrance of you who pervade the entire world. I want to remember you as substratum of Brahman. I only want that. That will be what a bhakta would ask. And as a result of that asking, as a result of asking pure devotion, such a bhakta will get everything, including worldly wealth, is what Lalita Sahasranama says here. It's not just Lalita Sahasranama. If we take the examples of people around us, Balakrishna Nair, he doesn't have any wealth or anything. He shifts between his daughter's house. They send him out at times, tell him to get out of the house. He goes and stays with devotees' house, comes back, goes like that. But still, that contentment is there because Devi has said to him, he has surrendered to Brahman, therefore Brahman has said, in the form of Devi, he has said, I will take care, don't worry. And therefore Balakrishna Nair doesn't worry at all. As a result of not worrying and as a result of the surrender, he gets everything, whatever is required, and he is able to give or spread anandam to the entire world. That is what will happen. That is what is really required. The next nama is Om Sadve Namaha. Om Sadvi. Sadvi. So Sadvi means is another word for Sati or Pativrata. So Pativrata, one who is devoted to her husband. So that means Devi is devoted to her husband, which means Devi is devoted to Nirguna Brahman. Which means that Devi is capable of giving experience of Nirguna Brahman. Devi will not just give us Saguna Ishvara or just normal Bhakti, but Devi will give Para Bhakti. Devi will give us experience of Nirguna Brahman, which means pure Anandam. We already saw that, but here it means Nirguna experience will be given by Devi. Devi will make a devotee realize that it's one entity, one Nirguna entity which pervades the entire world. It's that experience that Ramakrishna Paramahamsa had through Totapuri. Devi made Totapuri go to Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, break his notion of Saguna Ishvara and pervade Devi everywhere, making it Nirguna. That Devi will do because Devi is Pativrata. Devi is always focused on Shiva. Devi is always focused on Sada Shiva. Devi is always focused on Nirguna Brahman. The next nama is Om Sharat Chandra Nibhananai Namaha. So Sharat Chandra Nibhanana. So Sharat Chandra, Sharat we know Sharat Kalam or Sharat Ratu, that particular season, and Chandra we know. Nibhanana means one who has faith. Ananam means face. So one whose face is shining, glowing like the Sharat Kala Chandran. So Chandra or moon itself, like full moon and other moon, are really beautiful. But during Sharat Kalam, if we see moon, we saw yesterday as to how and during that particular season we can feel that nature is happy, nature is blissful. So during that time moon is also blissful. Seeing that moon itself, we can get that anandam. Seeing that moon, we can enter into a state of samadhi, enter into a state of bliss. So Devi shines like that Chandran. So Devi is full and always glowing not with just with light, but glowing with anandam, glowing with happiness. Ultimately, it only matters as to whether we get real happiness out of something. Even at the Vyavaharam or Vyavaharika level, it only matters as long as we get happiness. When parents don't get happiness from their children, they let go of the children and blame the children. When children try to protect, see that they don't get happiness from their parents, they run away. But even though we know all this, still we cling on to our parents. Parents cling on to children, children cling on to parents. That is Maya. As long as that happens, we cannot become a real Bhakta. We should know that whatever is ultimately required or needed by a person is his own happiness, not any other person's happiness. So if we have to get our own happiness, if we have to become happy, we have to seek happiness everywhere. So that is what we knowingly or unknowingly seek. We have to knowingly seek. So knowingly or unknowingly we seek happiness. Therefore, what really matters is whether we get happiness from a particular situation, particular person, particular surrounding or environment. So Devi is glowing with happiness. Devi's happiness in nature, Sukha Swarupam, Ananda Swarupam, Devi is Ananda Rupini. Devi is Ananda Rupini. But that is what is meant through this particular nama, that Devi doesn't just glow like a bright light, shedding light, but she is glowing with happiness. And that is logical, because Sharmadayini. Devi gives happiness to others. Devi can give happiness to others only if Devi has happiness. Devi is happiness in nature. Only then Devi can give happiness. It is our notion of something, our notion of parents giving us happiness, that we consider, or we get happiness from our parents. That's why we go behind parents. We do what our parents say. We want to please our parents beyond anything and everything, beyond guru, beyond the shastra, we want to do that. That's because our notion of our parents is that our parents will give us happiness. Therefore, we go behind it. So the last nama of the day is Om Shato Udharyai Namaha. So Shata Udhari. So Udhari means Udharam. We already know Udharam means stomach. So Shata means like very subtle, very very light, very almost thin or cloth like we can say, or thread like we can say. So Devi who has stomach, thread like stomach. So what does this really mean? We know, we have already learned Devi's form, Devi's rupam, that Devi is very thin. Devi is the perfect woman, perfect figure Devi has. So we already know that. But what does it mean here? So here it means that a person who has a thin stomach means he doesn't eat much. He doesn't intake. Intake is very less. So why is intake very less? Intake is very less. Intake can be very less because of many reasons, because there is no hunger, because there is no food, because I don't feel like eating. There are many reasons for it, but one of the reasons is that I don't feel hungry. I feel that I am full, therefore I don't have to eat. So Devi doesn't have any intake because Devi is abundant of everything. Anything that we say, Devi already is full of that. Devi is full of everything. Devi is full of the entire world because Devi pervades the entire world. Then what can Devi intake? What can Devi take inside? Devi cannot take anything inside because Devi is up in abundance of everything. Everything is in Devi. Everything is Purnam in Devi because Devi is Purnam. So as a result of that, nothing can go inside Devi. Nothing can go inside Devi because Devi is full with everything. Therefore, she has a thin stomach. She has a thin stomach means, that means Devi is full of everything. Which also means that a bhakta who really seeks something out of Devi, whether it is worldly or whether it is spiritual, he will get it. The earnestness, with earnestness, with a little bit devotion, if a person, a seeker tries to be a bhakta, even to a little extent he tries to be a bhakta, then immediately Devi will fulfill his desires, Devi will fulfill his wish, because Devi is in abundance of everything. This is very important to remember, because we can try to help out people, but we ourselves are drowning in the ocean of samsara and trying to help another drowning person. We can say, oh, my father needs help, but can we help another person? Don't we ourselves need any help? We have to ask the question. If we ourselves need help, then how can we help others? We cannot help others as long as we don't need any help, and that can happen only if we surrender to Devi. And since we are not in that state to help everyone, to not need any help, we have to seek only Devi. That will only make us become perfect, and only when we become perfect, we can change the entire world. We can sit here and speak about Vedanta, say, oh, remember this, do that. We can say, but it is like a person who is smoking a cigarette and saying, don't smoke, smoking is bad for health, don't smoke. It is like that. We have to implement it. Only when we become content, only when we become happy, only when we become perfect, only when we become independent, we can support others. We cannot support others as long as we are not capable of supporting ourselves. If we cannot support ourselves, then if we try to support another person, And it is like a drowning person trying to help another drowning person. Another drowning person will drown us more and we will collapse, we will get destroyed immediately. We'll continue in the next day, Namaskar.